Welcome to Workshop Radio. Our top story today, police are continuing a murder investigation after the disappearance of Plymouth woman Bobby Ann McLeod. Bobby Ann went missing from a bus stop in Liam on Saturday. A woman's body has been found at Bobby Sand. A 24-year-old man remains in custody on suspicion of murder, whereas a 26-year-old man has been released without charge. George from the workshop has been up to Liam to see how the area has reacted. She and George are now in the studio. Georgia, what sort of reaction has there been? How are people feeling about this?
It was really tough to be up at Liam today. People were really struggling. There's a really strange sense of quiet across the whole place. You can really only hear kind of the rustling of the bouquets that have been left opposite the bus stop, and there's just a really somber feeling, and it's quite strange. And you just kind of get the occasional person come up, leave another tribute, and walk away again. No one kind of really speaks, no one looks at each other. It's just very, very quiet.
Yeah, so obviously the situation is to everyone in Plymouth hard, isn't it?
Yes.
So being up there, I suppose, must hit even harder.
Yeah, it's very strange, it's very difficult, and I think it's especially after there's been so many events in Plymouth. There was obviously the Keyham shootings last week on the Barbican, there was an attack on another young woman, and it's just, I think it's really difficult, and as these things begin to stack up, I think it gets harder and harder to kind of come back as stronger as a city, because sometimes I think it makes you feel, whilst things like this can bring a community together, it can also make you feel so much further away from people and a reality that we'd want to live in.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I heard you went up and spoke to someone, did you?
Yes, I spoke to a woman who had come up to leave flowers for Bobby Ann and her family. She didn't know Bobby Ann or her family or anything like that, but as a mother of four, two of them being young girls, I think the story really hit her. And before we put on camera, when we spoke, she used the word broken. She said it had broken her, and I think that really resonated with me, and I think will resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Right, I think we should get a song on. We have Adele here with Chasing Pavements. That was Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey-Ray. Now, returning to our top story, a murder investigation has been launched after the disappearance of 18-year-old Plymouth woman Bobby Ann McLeod. The story has taken a big impact on the people of Plymouth, and they're still reeling from the tragic incidents in Keyham, where five people were shot dead by a gunman. Plymouth MP Luke Pollard has been speaking to Georgia about the case and says it's been a troubling time for the city.
We need to do more as a city. I've been concerned about the spiking risk for many of our young people in particular on nights out, and I've been raising that in the local media. We haven't been experiencing as many incidents as other university cities, but one is too many. And so we do need to not only raise awareness of what the signs are that a drink has been spiked, but also what to do about it. And I've been pleased to see that many of our clubs and we need to do more as a city. I've been concerned about the spiking risk for many of our young people in particular on nights out, and I've been raising that in the local media. We haven't been experiencing as many incidents as other university cities, but one is too many. And so we do need to not only raise awareness of what the signs are that a drink has been spiked, but also what to do about it. And I've been pleased to see that many of our clubs and big pubs in the city now carry testing kits for people who are worried about that. But look, we need to deal with the root causes of this as well as the effects of it. So if we are to make Plymouth a safe place for everybody, we need to tackle the root causes, which are an acceptance of misogyny in our society, a toxic culture that is built around perceptions of women that especially young men are growing up in. We need to encourage men to stand up and challenge that culture. And we need to make sure that everyone, regardless of their sex or gender, feels comfortable in reporting anything that happens to them, knowing that they will be believed and that help will be available. Now, we've got a long way to go, and we will need changes in the law. There's a national campaign already to recognise misogyny as a hate crime, and I'm a full supporter of that. That will, in turn, I think, trigger action that we need around social media companies, because far too much of the hate that we see amplified in society comes from sharing of toxic posts on social media. And we need to see further action there. But we also need to address this culture that violence against women and girls, casual misogyny, microaggressions are acceptable, and they're not. And that means each and every one of us needs to look again at our own language, our own behaviours, but also how we can be allies in this fight, rather than passive bystanders or even worse, perpetrators of them. So there's a lot of work that we need to do as a city, but this is important work that needs to take place.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, Plymouth is very much a student city, and many of those who are victims of spiking, whether that is in their drink or by needle, as my own friend was last night, are university students. So what advice would you give to the people of Plymouth in general, but especially university students, to keep each other safe as opposed to kind of keeping themselves safe? Because a lot of the advice is, well, if you do this, but I think there's a broader sense of advice that should be available. What would you say is the best advice?
Well, we all need to keep ourselves and other people safe. But the important thing to say is, if you are a victim of drink spiking, that is not your fault. Just as if you are a victim of sexual assault, that is not your fault. You are not inviting attacks upon you. And I think the narrative around drink spiking frequently places more emphasis on the victim to ensure that their drink is covered at all time, to make sure it's never out of their sight. And of course, these are sensible measures. But actually, the real action we need to take is tackling, identifying, and prosecuting those people who are spiking drinks. It's not funny. It's not a laugh. It's a crime. And we need to make sure that message is sent loud and clear. That means not only actions taken by venues, by the police, by the university, and sending that message that this will not be tolerated, but ensuring that when this happens, and if it happens, you look out for your mate, you look out for yourself, you support one another. And that is a big challenge that we have to face, because there is sometimes an assumption with drink spiking that, oh, someone's just had a bit too much to drink. Oh, look at them over there. It's their fault. Well, actually, you know, we can all have too much to drink at times. But in the drink spiking problems we're facing as a city, we need to recognise that actually it's not the person's fault whose drink has been spiked. It is the perpetrator of that spiking who is responsible for that action, and they should carry the consequences. Because I worry at the moment that there is still quite a lot of stigma and shame about thinking that your drink has been spiked. The idea that that is an excuse for drunkenness, then I hear that from people who say, I don't want to report it because people will think I just drank too much. Well, we need to change that culture so people do feel able to come forwards, because that culture does one thing and one thing only. It protects the perpetrators. And we need to make sure that that is being challenged, and that we're looking after ourselves and one another, because Plymouth is a great place to go out. It's got a great nightlife. And we're a happy, friendly city. But if we are to achieve that for everybody on a night out, then we all need to look out for each other and look out for rogue behaviour. And if you see it, report it.
That was Luke Pollard with his take on the recent incidents in Plymouth.